What's up? What's going on, everybody? How are we doing? What's up, you silly bitches? Alright, so, the UFC fight night, what was it? I forget what number it was. What number the fight night was. But it was, dude, I just watched it this morning. It's Monday. The fights were Saturday. Me and JC, we were out to dinner. So we recorded them. Didn't get to watch them yesterday, so we watched them today. Dude, those fights were surprisingly good, except for the one fight. I didn't even, it was a good fight, but it was all on the ground, so it wasn't, you know. But the first one, the Albert Morales and Benito Lopez, that fight was really good. That could have really, I mean, it could have went either way, I guess. They gave it to Benito Lopez. I don't know if they gave it to him because he's, like, the up-and-coming dude, you know, or not. But they, I mean, it could have, like I said, it could have went either way. They gave it to him. Next one was Eric Anders and Marcus Perez. That was unanimous decision. Eric Anders won that one. The thing about that fight was Anders, dude, fucking Perez came out cocky. And whenever a fighter comes out like super cocky and his name isn't Conor McGregor, I usually hope that that guy gets his face beat in. And that's what happened. Anders just torched him. That was a torch. Then the next fight was the battle. It was two white dudes. I can't fucking remember their names, but it was, just a boring fight that went to decision. Just all ground game. And like, you know, I don't know. It just wasn't like two guys that I could really like appreciate what they were doing. So I didn't even pay attention. I was just like, fuck it. Then Marlon, I think it was like Moraes and, Aljamain Sterling. Okay. So coming into this one, I thought Sterling was the underdog, but I thought he had a better chance than realistically he did just because, I've watched a couple of his fights and I like him a lot. Well, Moraes said, oh, that's cool. Check this out. Minute goes by. Kato. He went for like, he went for a real weird kick. But Sterling went in at the same time he went for the kick. So he ended up getting caught with a knee directly on the chin. And his whole body was so tense. It was kind of, dude, those brutal knockouts. I don't know if you guys watch UFC. If you listen to this, you probably do. But those brutal knockouts where the dude's whole body just goes stiff. Oh, my goodness. They're so rough to watch. I love seeing them, but I also hate seeing them. You know what I'm saying? Next fight was... Marlon Moraes, he needs a better fight. He needs a good fight coming up. That dude, I mean, the way he just did that was, he was the favorite. So, I mean, good job doing your thing and getting taking care of business. But he took care of business. I can't wait to see more of him, to be honest. Like, I really can't wait to see more of him. The way he did it, it was just great. Then, Jason Knight and, I forget how they said his first name. It looks like Gabriel, but it's not. It's like Gabriel Benitez. Okay, so Jason Knight, I think he was ranked 15th or something. And he's been looking good in his fights. Benitez? Okay, so first off, there's this real weird exchange where Jason Knight bit Benitez his finger. So he took a point away from that. And then that was in the first round, then the middle of the second round, excuse me, Jason Knight, I poked Benitez And that was accidental. It was clear that it was accidental. So they kept fighting. But that whole fight, dude, Benitez made him, made Jason Knight just look silly. Like, just made him look completely silly. I also cannot wait for more of, I don't know how you say his name, Gabriel Benitez to fight more. Dude, the way he just, Jason Knight would, like, go to the ground, and Benitez would just say, get up, and go stand in the middle of the octagon. He would take him to the cage, and then tell him, get up, and go to the back, to the middle of the octagon, because he didn't want to get on the ground. He just wanted to work and work and work, and it was just, dude, it was real. I don't know if Jason Knight was having an off night, or if Benitez was just having everything go his way, but it was fucking beautiful. And then the main event, Cub Swanson and Brian Ortega. So going into this fight, I forget who was the favorite, but I think it might have been Cub Swanson was the favorite, but I think Cub Swanson's like 32 or 34, and Ortega's 26. You know, he's just getting into his prime, not even. He's just getting better, and I feel like Cub Swanson's over the hill. If I mean, he hasn't lost a fight in a long time. I think since, like, they said 2013 was his last loss. But it's like he's been there for so long. I feel like he's been fighting forever. And I don't know. I feel like he's kind of over the hump now. And Ortega's just getting up there. So right at the beginning, I told JC, I was like, I like Ortega's chances in this one. Second round, beautiful submission. It was, dude, he had Cub Swanson's neck so hard, I felt so bad. But whatever, that's what happens, right? I don't know. Anyway. You guys want a you guys want a fucked up Facebook post of the week? Oh yeah, it's time for a fucked up Facebook post of the week, motherfuckers. I know you motherfuckers like it. So let's do it. Oh shit, I totally forgot to take a picture of one today. Oh, I have this one. Really considering a face tattoo above my eyebrow. What y'all think? And like so many of the comments said yes. That's the only reason I had this. Is like, who is your friend on Facebook that is telling you, yes, get that face tattoo above your eyebrow? You need people on your Facebook to be like, no, don't do it. Just, hey, I got it, but don't. Also, what do you guys think is worse at this point in time right now? Do you think it's worse if you get somebody's name wrong, or do you think it's worse if you get somebody's pronoun wrong? I can't wait till the day I get somebody's pronoun wrong, because I can't wait to tell you guys what my, like, actual reaction is. I could talk about it and be like, oh, I'm going to laugh in their face, but I can't wait to actually tell you, like, my true reaction as to as to, like, what my initial thought is the day that, like, somebody is like, I'm not a man, I'm a woman, call me her. Or, like, dude, if my first one is like, I'm Zer, I want to tell you I'm gonna laugh real hard, because that's like what I think of right now, is if somebody came up to me and was like, I'm Zer, I would want to laugh, but I don't know if I would do that in real life, you know, because I'm a little bit of a puss bag, so I don't know, I really don't, but you guys better believe that I'm going to let you know. Also, Chris, I know you listen to the podcast, fantasy football does not depend on who is the cult owner. I'm the cult owner, and my followers would never listen to you. Dan might, but the rest of the cult will not. And if you don't know what's going on, I'm in a fantasy football league with my ex place of employment, and I got torched in the playoffs this week. But it's a 2-week playoff, so you add the combined totals for 2 weeks, and then that person wins. And the guy I'm playing who beat me changed his team name to Winner Takes Cult. But I'm here to tell you guys, you have nothing to worry about. Absolutely nothing to worry about, because the cult is not for sale. You know what I'm saying? Look, Chris, listen to what I'm saying. The cult is not for sale. Okay? So I hope that cleared that up, that I don't gamble with my cult. Okay? I have about 7 diehard listeners, and they would never listen to you. Okay? Dan might give in, but the rest of the cult, we stand strong, and we stand for this, that, and those. And there's only one person in charge of this, that, and those, the cult, the Rugrats. And that's me. Okay? When we back the Brinks truck up, I'm driving. You know? When we get that cabin in the woods for the cult, it's in my name. Oh, dude, you want to know what I've been thinking about lately a lot, which is super weird? Okay, so with all this like sexual harassment shit going on, you guys know how I feel about it. Like, it's awful, but also, you know, I don't really, I don't know, slippery slope here. It's awful, but, you know, being a comedy podcast, I try to look for the comedy in something, right? So, I was thinking, when the day comes, I might have talked about this in a podcast, might not have touched on it all the way, but when the day comes, like when humans are able to live to 1,000 years old, and, okay, so say we become, in some 100,000 years, if we're still here, we live to be 1,000 years old. What would be like the age that you can't have sex? Like, what's the age of consent at that point? Is it like weird if you're like 738 and you're fucking a 50-year-old? You'd be like to us, that sounds weird if you're fucking a 50-year-old. But 100 years ago, it was probably weird if, like, I don't know, because people, what did people live to be 100 years ago? Not fucking 80, right? So they were fucking people at like 12, I'm sure. They were probably like 20 fucking people at 12 years old. But, so you get where I'm going with this? I hope. If not, I'm going to try to bring you up to speed. So, like, if you're 50 years old, or if you're 700 years old and you're having sex with a 50-year-old, but the life expectancy is 700, is that, like, weird as fuck? Like, dude, that 50-year-old is still, like, growing. He's not even a human yet. Like, he's still developing. Like, we think, like, when you're older that you know shit, you know? Like, you think when somebody's 80 years old that they know shit. But is that only because we live to be, like, 80? Or, like, if when somebody's 50 years old now, we're like, oh, yeah, they should have their shit together. But is that only because we live to be 80? Does that make sense? It's kind of a mind fuck, maybe. I know what I'm trying to say. I don't know if you guys know what I'm trying to say. But it's just like, I don't know. Like, people would be like, oh my God, I can't believe that 700-year-old is having sex with a 50-year-old, dude. You're 700 years old. That's gross. You know? Like, if somebody's 40, you're like, you should have your shit together. Your life's halfway over. That's what I'm trying to say. So, it's like, we got to wait till that person matures, till they're 18, and then you can have sex with them. But it's just sex. So, like, if there's no rush on time, do you still have to wait? Like, what would be the age of consent? Like, 100? That seems weird, right? Like, if you see, if you're 700 years old and you see somebody that's 18, 20, and you guys have a weird attraction, maybe she likes old fucking wrinkly ball sacks, but can you still have sex with her? Because she's not, like, grown. You get where I'm going? I hope so. I hope I'm not just... This is such a stoner thought, and I'm not even, like, stoned at all. I haven't smoked in so long. Too long. Maybe this is, like, the rest of the THC in my brain that was like, dude... If the rest of the THC in my brain was like, dude, if we were 1,000, could we have sex with a 50-year-old? That's what that is. I don't know. I probably lost everybody. But if we, I feel like if we lived to be 1,000, I feel like that would just eliminate college, hopefully. Or school, maybe. Like, maybe now, or maybe, like, still elementary school, you know, learn the basics, but get the idea of, like, get the idea of how shit works. Just, like, give you, like, okay, there's this. But, like, college is just a fucking scam anyway. It's just to try to cram everything they people know into, like, a fucking 4-year span. But... like I said before, I think in a podcast, if not, I said it to myself, I feel like if you went to school for 4 years or had hands-on experience for a year, I feel like you'd have it down. If you just studied one thing, it'd be so much better than taking fucking social studies when you're going to be a fucking accountant. Like, it's just so dumb to me. When I went to, I don't know if you guys know this, I went to a community college for, like, a semester, and I wanted to do business, and they were like, yeah, well, you gotta take science, you gotta take English, and I was just, like, the thought went through my head, like, why do I need to read poetry if it has nothing to do with what I want to do, you know? Why do I have to fucking study plants? If I'm trying to sell you something, what? I feel like if we lived to be 1,000 years old, I feel like that would just be eliminated because there would be no rush. You know, you could learn at your own pace. And the people that were still fuck ups, if you lived to be 1,000 years old, I was going to say and bury yourself, but also people should bury you for you, you know, because you're an idiot. You're a dumb. Yo, next time somebody pisses you off, call them a dumb. Or just, like, you're an idiot. Don't swear. Just use, like, something that you use when you were a little kid. It's way more insulting. I called somebody a dumb the other day, and they looked at me like, dude, I forget who it was, but they said something so stupid. And I was like, what are you talking about, you dumb? And they looked at me as if, like, as if I just, like, stabbed their mom. Not that extreme. I got it. But you get the point. It's a comedy podcast. So, I say that a lot. I feel like I shouldn't have to. But also, I kind of feel like I need to. Because there's a lot of fucking Nazis out there trying to take me out. Trying to assassinate my character. I don't know, man. I was driving and on the side of the road there was this enormous sign that was blinking, lighting up and changing, that was talking about, like, distracted driver deaths this year, and it was like some crazy number. I think it was like 20,000 people died from distracted driving. And that raised two questions immediately. First question, how do they know that that person was distracted while they died driving? Okay. Like, was their phone open? Because what if they had their phone open and it was on their car, like the seat, you know? Or like, was there a video playing on their phone when they were found? See, it's like, how the fuck do you know? And then the second question was, what is the number that was looking at that stupid fucking sign you had on the side of the road that was blinking, talking about distracted driving deaths? Said like distracted driving deaths, and then you're looking at the sign, and then it shows the number. It clicks to a new thing and then shows the number. That's so distracting. So what are you talking about distracting? If I do a talk to text, I'm holding down a button, talking, looking at the road. If I'm reading a sign talking about distracted driving deaths, it blew my mind that was a real sign on the side of the road. You want me to not be distracted, but you're going to put a big blinking sign on the fucking side of the highway? What? What? That's as dumb. Okay, that sign on the side of the road is as dumb as when football players, after a play, like, complain to the ref about, like, something that happened. Like, oh, he was holding me. Where's the flag? As if the ref is going to look at them and be like, you know what, dude? You're right. Here's the flag. Oh, I got it wrong, dude. Like, he's like, you ever see that after the play where the player's, like, looking for the flag and the ref just, like, shaking his head or whatever? The only time that the ref throws the flag after you're complaining about a flag is on you for complaining about a flag. Or like the basketball players, like LeBron, queen of crybaby, even though I'm hashtag LeBron dick rider. Literally every shot he takes, he looks at the ref as if he was like punched in the face. And I get it. LeBron is much bigger, so he doesn't get calls because he makes it look so easy because he's so strong. But it's like a wide open three, and then he looks at the and then he looks at the ref like, what? How's that not a foul? Or like they'll clearly hit the ball out of bounds and then point like it's their ball. It's like, bro, we saw you fucking kick you. We saw you take the ball and punt it. How is that your ball? And then they, like, throw a fit. Like, it's, like, the last. Look, if you lose a game and it is because the ref made one bad call or two bad calls, your team should probably have not even won. That's my whole thought. And it's happened to, like, my teams I like. Like, there's bad calls. And I get mad. And then I think about it. And I'm like, dude, if that call determined the game, our team shouldn't have even won. So there's no point. Whatever. But yeah, that's as stupid as those signs on the side of the road. As the fucking basketball players and football players that are like, what? How's that not a call? As if the ref is just going to be like, you know what? You're right. I should have gave you that flag. Here you go. Whatever call you want, just tell me and I'll throw the flag for you. You know, that's like, just do better. Just be better. How about that? Be better at your sport. You're a professional athlete and you're crying. Also, fucking old white guys, don't get so mad when they celebrate, okay? Yeah, but dude, that's their job is to fucking, their job is to catch the ball. Yeah, their job is to catch a ball. Also, you know who's not being in those cars that are, like, distracted driving? People that are stoned. Because, okay, so these are two examples. One time I was driving, and it was me and my buddy. It was, like, a summer Oh, actually, I have three stories. Okay, so the first one is I went to my buddy's house during the summer, like right after an ex-girlfriend broke up with me, because she was like, oh my God, I want to bang your friends. And I was like, no, please don't. And anyway. But I was like, she's like, I'm on the bang your friends. And I was like, no. So I was like, I'm going to get stoned and forget about it. Dude, the minute we smoked, it was like, I knew right away. I was like, this is a bad idea. I was so sad. I was literally sitting at my buddy's house and they're like, you want to play basketball? And I was like, no. I'm just gonna sit in here. I was so sad, Panda. I was like, nah. And then I started thinking, and I was like, my life's never gonna get better. This is it. This is rock bottom. Like, this is as good as my life's ever gonna be, and it's only gonna get worse. And then I was like, is this a weed, or is this real life? Sad Panda as fuck, just sitting there like so sad. And and then we played basketball and I was way better. But so then I like left his house the one night, and I'm driving, and the speed limit's 25. Thought I was going probably 40 down the street, looked at my speedometer, I was going 10 miles an hour. So going 10 miles an hour down the street. And I start thinking, it's dark, kind of a longer street, and I'm like, oh man, I'm never gonna make it home. So I'm never making it home. And so then like I see a stop sign like way down the street, and like usually, you know, stop sign, whatever, stop sign's coming up. No, the stop sign like zoomed way out. And the street got way longer, and I thought for a split second, yep, never gonna make it there. Just gonna keep going. Pure terror washed through my body, and then I snapped back into it, okay? Boom, John, snap back into it. Okay, so now I'm going probably fucking a hard 18 miles an hour trying to get to the stop sign that's running away from me. And so there's a stop sign, finally make it. Okay, so I'm stopped. And then the road veers off or goes straight. I thought I was driving for what seemed like... Okay, so give you a time frame. Leave his house about 11:30. I get to the stop sign, the first stop sign, about 11:03. And then, literally, the next street is where it veers or goes straight. So, takes less than a minute. So, I think that I missed this turn. And I look down at the clock. Still 11:03. Another split second. Okay. Time is not moving. I missed the turn. And I'm never going to make it home. Okay? So, I finally get to this turn. And I'm like, whew. Thank God. Then the next street is a main road. And then my street. Well... somehow it took me 3 minutes to get down one block, and I finally get home. It's like 11:40. It's usually a 4-minute drive, and that's if I hit a red light, like the one red light on the way. It's like 4 minutes. It took me 10 minutes to get home. Those 10 minutes, I don't know if you've ever been high before. Those 10 minutes felt like what seemed to be a half hour to an hour. And I was just like, what time is it? I looked down, it's like 11:40. And I was just like, oh, weird. And then I went home and I watched South Park. And I envisioned myself becoming the South Park characters. Like that kind of animation, that shitty animation. And that's my story. And whatever. That's my story. Don't know how I got on there. But, yeah. You guys got to tell me what you want to hear on the podcast, or else it's going to be more of that. Okay? So, I'm going to post a Twitter poll. I'm going to post some Facebook posts. Just let me know what you guys want to hear. Vote on the Twitter polls. Share, and rate and subscribe to the podcast. And just tell, you know, one or two friends. If you tell three, then you're a true rugrat, you know. You're a true rugrat if you tell three friends about the podcast. I love you so much. Let's get this bitch to 2,000 total downloads, motherfuckers. At least on Podbean. I don't know what we're at on iTunes. But let's get to 2,000 downloads on Podbean, bitches. You know? Alright, we're going to have this week it'll be a good couple podcasts. Either the end of this week or beginning of next week, I'm going to have Prince Ish on here. He is a Cleveland artist. And I'm going to try to get my buddy Alex on here to talk about, he trains with Stipe, fights out of Strong Style. And he actually just won his last fight. So I'm going to try to get him out here too, talk about Stipe and Francois. All right. And keep listening. Keep supporting me. I promise we'll have some good episodes this week. Till next time, y'all. Peace.